From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, March 12th. I'm Abby Larico. About half of the homes that the May 16th tornado destroyed in North St. Louis had been vacant for some time. But those roughly 500 homes are just some of more than 9,000 vacant buildings in the area.
With vacancies, you know, sometimes a whole entire neighborhood can kind of vanish slowly because buildings are slowly becoming vacant one by one.
Dissecting the problem and talking solutions with STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri coming up after this news on The Gateway. Several tornadoes touched down in the Metro East and Southern Illinois early yesterday morning, according to the National Weather Service. The four confirmed tornadoes were in Madison, St. Clair, and Jersey counties, with one injury reported. The early morning storm system brought sustained winds of up to 95 miles per hour. The seesaw of spring weather continues for the region. The NWS forecasts another unseasonably warm day Sunday, then plummeting temperatures for early next week, with temps between the teens and the 30s. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is calling on Congress to withdraw federal approval of a drug commonly used in abortions. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Fenton reports the Republican has introduced a bill that would ban the pill mifepristone.
Mifepristone is commonly used in a two-pill regimen to terminate early-stage pregnancies. Hawley on Wednesday said the pill causes adverse effects in more than 1 in 10 women who take it. He cited a study from a conservative think tank that reviewed insurance claims data. The study has not appeared in a medical journal and is not peer-reviewed. Planned Parenthood Great Rivers Chief Medical Officer Margaret Baum says years of evidence support the pill's safety record.
This needs to be seen as an attempt to control decisions that people are wanting to make about their bodies and their families. This is not a discussion about safety. This is not a discussion about regulation.
In recent years, anti-abortion politicians have targeted mifepristone through legislation and lawsuits. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
A former Florissant police officer will spend 2 years in prison for stealing explicit photos and videos from women he had pulled over. Julian Alcala pleaded guilty last year to 20 misdemeanors. The sentence handed down yesterday by federal judge Henry Autry matches sentencing guidelines. Prosecutors had wanted a 3-year prison term. Alcala will also be required to pay more than $2,600 in restitution. He's been named in several civil lawsuits filed by his victims and others depicted in the photos and videos. That could lead to more financial penalties. The Missouri House passed legislation that would again give the Secretary of State greater authority over ballot summaries. Lawmakers passed a similar law last year, but the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional in January because of an unrelated provision connected to the Attorney General. STLPR's Sarah Kellogg reports on this second attempt.
The legislation again gives the Secretary of State the power to rewrite ballot summary statements challenged in court. The Secretary would get 3 attempts at writing the language before a circuit judge can rewrite it. However, this bill also bars appellate courts or the Missouri Supreme Court from rewriting ballot language. Democratic Representative Eric Woods called the new language egregious from a legal and constitutional perspective.
We all know that's a temper tantrum reaction to Senate Bill 22 being struck down. It's a kickback at the court. Which is not what we should be in the business of doing. We know that's not going to pass muster.
Lawmakers voted 90-55 to pass the bill. It now goes to the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson is defending her office's plea deal with one of the men accused in the fatal Super Bowl parade shootings in 2024. This week, the office dropped second-degree murder charges against 20-year-old Dominic Miller, who then pleaded guilty to a lesser count. Johnson blamed Missouri's Stand Your Ground law during a heated press conference.
In this state, the use of physical force, including the use of deadly force, to defend another person is lawful. I'm going to repeat that so I can make sure that it sticks.
Miller said he only began shooting after someone attacked him, and that man has yet to go on trial. Miller was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Telemundo is now broadcasting the first Spanish-language local news broadcast in the St. Louis metro area. The station aired its first show last Monday with a mix of news and weather programming. The station will air local newscasts at 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. Samuel Rivera is the head of local news at Telemundo St. Louis. He says the station hopes to accommodate major growth in the region's Hispanic population.
We're not just talking about immigrants. We're talking about the Latino community who lives in each city we have Telemundos. And for us, it's important to give them the news they need.
The station is also producing local newscasts for the Telemundo station in Portland, Oregon. There are more than 9,000 vacant homes in St. Louis, a problem that city officials have struggled to tackle for decades. The problem was made worse on May 16th of last year when a powerful tornado damaged roughly 500 buildings in North St. Louis to a point where they will need to be torn down. I'm speaking with economic development reporter Kayvon Mansouri about how the tornado made the city's longstanding vacancy issues worse. Kayvon, we now know most of the buildings that need demolition and were vacant in North City at the time of the tornado are ineligible for FEMA funding. Can you tell us how we got here?
Since the May 16th tornado, Mayor Kara Spencer's administration has been sort of negotiating with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, trying to extend the eligibility for a lot of buildings in North City, and that includes vacant buildings that were condemned before the tornado. Last week, they learned that the FEMA basically is not going to do that. So now the city has to find out how they're going to fund that, whether it's through city funds or by tapping into the $138 million that the state has given them.
But those vacancies are just a portion of a bigger citywide problem, right?
That's right. In the city, there are more than 20,000 vacant parcels, according to the St. Louis Vacancy Collaborative. About 9,000 of those are buildings that are vacant in the city, and they're kind of scattered throughout. A lot of them are in the north side of the city, but it has been a very prevalent problem for the city of St. Louis. Some people actually feel it's like one of the biggest problems for the city, you know, past the tornado and things like that.
So help us understand, how did the vacancy issue become so prevalent in St. Louis?
So a big part of it, obviously, is population decline. Since, you know, the 60s and 70s, you know, St. Louis's population has taken a nosedive. I think there's an estimate that it's lost about something like 60% of its population. But beyond that, there's also problems with, you know, disinvestment in the north side, redlining, white flight, things like that, that have made this problem much worse. The vast majority of properties that are vacant in the North City are owned by private owners, some of which you just left. You know, as some of the experts on this told me, you know, it could be that someone died, someone just, you know, kind of just wanted to move on. A whole litany of ways, you know, a home can become vacant, but that sort of happens a lot when there's a lot of population loss, and that's why this has become such a, you know, huge problem in the city.
Recently, the STL Vacancy Collaboration released a report that called on the city to act. What did that report say?
So the report, it kind of lays out a 10-year plan for the city to tackle vacancy. But what it really does, and I think the heart of the report, is basically kind of taking aim at the city and saying the city has had a lot of ideas and plans to tackle this problem, but right now it's this big fragmented mess where nothing is really getting done. The city has so many different efforts to tackle vacancies in small ways. There's actually about a dozen departments within the city that all handle different aspects of vacancy. And what the report basically says that other cities are going out and saying, we're going to make one combined effort to tackle our vacancy problem. And the city's not doing that. So they're basically saying the city needs to band together, fund this, you know, make a unified effort and like, you know, leave the fragmentation out and just really have a, you know, have a really big push to tackle this problem. One of the sources I talked to, Peter Hoffman with Legal Services of Eastern Missouri, called this sort of a slow tornado, the vacancy problem. You know, if you look at North City now, these neighbors have to sort of like question, you know, how they're going to come back. But with vacancies, you know, sometimes a whole entire neighborhood can kind of vanish slowly because buildings are slowly becoming vacant one by one.
STLPR's economic development reporter, Kayvon Mansouri. Kayvon, thanks so much.
Thanks.
And thanks to editor Jessica Rogan. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.